Dwayne, thanks for joining us. It seems like it was quite an eventful weekend in and around Alamogordo.
Yes, it certainly was. At White Sands Missile Range, they had their 75th anniversary of Bataan Death March. They had the memorial run. Other people walked the miles of desert out there at the White Sands Missile Range. And about 7,200 people participated in the Memorial March this year, commemorating the 75th anniversary of the wartime atrocity.
Wow, that was really quite a number of people. From my understanding is there was also some veterans from World War II there as well. Is that correct?
Yes, there were. There were a few of them that also participated. One of them was Las Cruces Gerald Schertz, I believe. He's a retired U.S. Army colonel. He believed that it's important to keep it alive, what happened in Bataan. His father, Paul, was from Deming, died in the atrocity. One of the important things that about the event is that so many people from New Mexico didn't survive the march, but on the other hand, the people that did survive were and are able to carry on in their memory.
Also, it seems like it was quite an eventful weekend as well. As we know, Major League Baseball players are going through spring training right now, and baseball is here. In Alamogordo, there was a different type of baseball game being played. Could you tell us about that?
Yes, they had donkey baseball out at our fairgrounds here in Alamogordo. And the event, how it's played is that a batter comes up to the batter's box and he gets a hit. He has to jump on top of a donkey in order to go to first base and run the rest of the bases. And it's a pretty good lighthearted event. And it's for a good cause. This year they were able to raise $1,600 for the Optimist Club scholarships, which helps students in the area if they want to continue their education in the medical field. So it's pretty good for this area. It helps kids who want to continue into college. And this year, the Otero County Sheriff's Office has bragging rights over the Holloman Air Force Base firefighters. Although the game was pretty exciting, it was tied at the end, and they had a dance-off to declare the winner for the tiebreaker, and the Otero County Sheriff's Office deputies, I guess, are better dancers than I knew of, because they won the dance contest and won the game as well.
That sounds like that event was a whole lot of fun. You know, not only do you have something for a good cause, but you have some safety officers with some moves out there.
Yes, we do.
All right, Dwayne, thank you so much for joining us.
All right, thank you, Anthony. It was a pleasure.